think deep down inside, what we don't want is to look silly. We don't want to look like we're trying too hard. We don't want to get too much of that attention where you're not sure where if it's a compliment or it's they're just, you know, going, huh, what are you doing? Or who do you think you are? Type of attention. You know, it can just be kind of off-putting. And so you're like, you know what, let me just go back to wearing black and gray and everyone's happy. Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style and life, all on a budget. Don't Mix In, episode 36. Today's topic is going to be how to wear color. So this is based on a blog post from mixitupwithcurves.com called How to Wear Color. I wanted to get into not only how to wear color, like how to get started doing it, but also some of the reasons why I think that women might avoid, breaking out and wearing more vibrant and bold colors. So a little background on me and how I started wearing color. I would say it was about fifth grade, and I went to a parochial school, so I went to a Catholic school. We were always wearing uniforms, and I was one of the, I think, probably like there's three or maybe two or three kids who were of color, meaning black. I think three of them were, well, yeah, it was my siblings and me. So that was it. Anyway, so I always felt like I wanted to, you know, wear something different because I already stood out, right? Might as well take advantage of it. So Halloween was the day that I would choose every year to do that. So what I would do when I was in about fifth grade, I decided that because I wasn't allowed to wear makeup, I had short hair, and that was the time where we hadn't figured out quite yet how to do my hair. So I was looking forward to wearing all kinds of makeup and a wig. And so I decided that the costume that would allow me to do that would be a punk rocker costume. So this is like back in 1985, 86, Billy Idol, and I think I'm right. Yeah, we're cool, all of those types of things. So what I would do then is I had the green light from my mom. I would just pack on all kinds of makeup. I wore one year like a clown wig, like a rainbow clown wig. Made no sense. And then color-wise, though, I have a picture of me wearing like yellow stirrups and this colorful sweatshirt and, some white little socks with those ruffles at the end that you fold over. And then some flats that were black, like shiny. And I forgot what my purse was, but that was also making a statement. So every year, up until about seventh grade, where I think at that point people were like, you know, it's too cool, you don't want to be doing Halloween. But I was, you know, going on for a good 2 years of just the punk rocker as my go-to to liberate myself from the uniform and to stand out and wear lots of color. So we know that color can change the way you feel. You walk into a room that's blue, that has a calming effect. You walk into a room that's red, it might have kind of a, you know, dark energy to it, or you know, kind of is an energetic room, you know, versus a black room. So we know all of that. But in terms of your clothes, it can change the way you feel, how your day goes. At least for me, there's not research on it. But I did link an article. It was just like a personal essay that it was on Pop Sugar, that's on the blog post. And it talks about somebody who was wearing black all the time, and then they broke out and wore color and how it made them feel. For me, it can change the way my day, you know, starts and just how I feel. And I think it can also bring out, you know, if your complexion and the color you combine it with really matches, it can bring out different aspects of your look. And so I feel like there's all kinds of benefits to wearing color. At the same time, I feel like you can't overdo it. My clown costume, you know, but it's supposed to be a punk rocker, is a good example of that. And we don't want to be looking like a fool when we're out there. So especially I think as a woman, you know, you get into your career, you're past your 20s, or if you're in your late 20s, you're starting to, you know, maybe have some professional attire, or if you're a parent, you just want to look put together, right? You don't want to look like me in fifth grade and with the yellow stirrups. So there is a fine line. I think there's a balance to doing it. And also, I think it's really about finding what works for you and matches your personality. I'm a pretty energetic person. People who know me know I just, that's the way I am. Just have a lot of energy. So I think the way I wear color would be different than somebody that has maybe a little more melancholy to them or more of a calmer energy. So I think that's what you want to figure out, is what's going to work for you. So that it'll seem natural, and you'll feel, probably more comfortable, as well. Let's talk about reasons why women don't want to wear color. Or if you're a man, you're listening to this, welcome. let's talk about why you may not want to wear color, or why you've avoided it or been a little hesitant to do so. So I noticed that, I'll give an example. I go to class and, for graduate school. And I wear what I want to wear. As long as I'm not walking around in a bikini in class or making someone feel uncomfortable, I'm going to wear what works for me and how I feel, what I feel will help me get through class. So I wore a dress, and it had some kind of ruffles on the bottom. It wasn't too crazy or anything, but it was a little more dressed up than usual because I had been working in the summer. And then now, my full-time job, I was off for the summer. So I was just, dressed a little more festive, I guess. And I got some comments like, "Hey, look at you," and nothing bad. I'm used to it. And it was just, it's a certain level of attention you get if you're just, dressed up a little bit more than usual. But if you're not used to that, you may get a little embarrassed. You may not want that kind of attention, or you may kind of, maybe interpret it as like, are they making fun of me? So it took me some time to get used to, comments I might get from other women where we're like, supposed to be helping each other out. and you're just not sure. So I think deep down inside, what we don't want is to look silly. We don't want to look like we're trying too hard. We don't want to get too much of that attention where you're not sure if it's a compliment or they're just, going, "Huh, what are you doing?" or "Who do you think you are?" type of attention. It can just be kind of off-putting. And so you're like, let me just go back to wearing black and gray and everyone's happy. So I think that's one of the things that really gets in the way of a lot of style choices for women, is just, especially if you have curves, is just kind of staying, with the status quo, because you don't want to get attention. You don't want that attention you get, like if you change your hair color or haircut and people say things where you're like, "I'm not sure if that's a compliment or not." And one more thing about the whole, how you interpret comments. Sometimes people are just commenting just to talk. And if you're feeling a little not sure about what you're wearing, you might interpret it as them being negative when they're just like, "Oh, a yellow skirt." And you're like, "Oh, what do you mean yellow skirt?" So again, it could be where it's you, it's not them, and we're just being sensitive. So I think it's important to kind of, think about how you approach trying something new style-wise, especially with color, because it can draw a lot of attention. But sometimes it's just us. It's not them that's creating some drama where there isn't any. Hey, Don't Mix In listeners, just wanted to let you know a couple new things that are going on. On my Instagram page, I now have captions that are bilingual, and I have them in Spanish and in English. And I also have now some summaries in Spanish on my Mix It Up With Curves posts. Saludos a todos. Quería decirle que tengo algunos cambios en mi blog y también mi página de Instagram. Entonces, lo que tengo en Instagram es capciones bilingües. Lo tengo en inglés, en español, y también lo puedes encontrar como compiendos de artículos en mixedupwithcurves.com que están en inglés y también en español. Entonces, tienes un momento, ir a mixedupwithcurves.com. If you have a minute, check it out on mixedupwithcurves.com. And let me know what you think. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into how you can wear more color. I put together just a few ways you could get into wearing color and go at your own pace so that you can just kind of ease your way into it kind of build your tolerance for the comments you may get. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was start with one piece. So if you're used to wearing just kind of neutrals, or you have like a signature color you really like a lot, like I know some people, really like blue a lot. You could try a different tone of blue, or you can go with a jewelry, like a piece of jewelry or a scarf or, shoes. You can just go with accessories and things that are not going to be too making too much of a statement if you're, been used to not wearing too many bold and bright colors. And I think you can go, with the seasons to do this too. So as we head into fall, there'll be a lot of, kind of pretty jewel tone colors coming out. You can try that. And I'm going to have a post coming up where I talk about figuring out what color works for you. But I feel like that's a great way to incorporate a little bit of color, but nothing too kind of coming out of nowhere sort of thing. So you can try going with tones that you're already or a color with, in a different tone. Or try just an accessory, just one, one small piece in a different color. Just kind of play around with it, to see how you feel with that little pop of color. So just a little pop. The other way that I kind of already mentioned is just start with one color. So if you already have a color you like, you can try a different tone. You can just try, one color that you've kind of been drawn to. I feel like it's a good idea to look at the way you decorate your house, and those are the colors that you like to live with. And so, if you look at my blog, a lot of the colors and tones are the same colors I use at my house, like that seafoam green or that kind of Tiffany blue. I love those colors. And a lot of my style choices have to do with those colors, or and also I like a little bit of red or orange, and I have some of those in my house as well. So think about colors that you're already just kind of drawn to and start with just one, so that it's not overwhelming, and again, so that you don't have an onslaught of comments from others that can kind of bug. But for me, I'm already used to it, so it's fine, but just so you kind of ease your way into it. Hey, Don't Mix In listeners, do you wonder what you should buy sometimes when you're at Target, Old Navy, or wherever, and like, is this worth it? So you know what? I got an answer for you. Check out my favorite finds newsletter. All you got to do is sign up, and then I do the shopping for you, because I'm at Target quite a bit. So what I do is I put together a bunch of links. I talk about style tips and it goes straight to your email inbox. And it's just something that I wanted to share. So, you know what? Because you shouldn't be shopping alone, right? Anyway, go ahead and you can check out the link on the show notes here on this episode and start shopping. The other reason to start with just one color is you may end up not liking the color on you. I think that you try clothes on sometimes, or if you don't, and then you get home, you're like, oh, I don't like the way this looks. So, if you listen to the episode, I believe it's episode one, How to Avoid Buying Clothes You're Not Going to Wear, I talk about trying it on and also thinking about what you would wear with the particular item or accessory or piece. So, that's the other thing. So, I would just kind of not go all in and buy all kinds of different colors because you might end up coming home and saying, this is not me. So, just try a little bit at a time so that you can kind of incorporate it into your wardrobe, because then that way you're going to be more likely to wear the items, and that's the whole point, right? So that it becomes something that you're going to wear and not something that it's like a one and done, because it just didn't really match the other items you have in your closet. The last thing I wanted to mention is that think about when you want to try wearing color. So what I mean by that is, I think that it's important to not set yourself up for a problem or to feel uncomfortable. So if you are going to try a new look, I would try it on the weekend, or try it when you do something with some girlfriends or family, people that you know will give you honest feedback, or will kind of go, oh, you look great, or I would not do it just go to work and try something new in that environment. Reason being, if you feel uncomfortable and you look in the mirror and you go, oh, you know what, this is not working, you're stuck with that outfit the whole day. So try the weekend. That's when I try a lot of my little interesting outfits, and some don't work, and my family doesn't say something now at this point, because I think they're like, she's gonna do what she wants anyway. So my husband will say, Vivian's gonna do what Vivian wants to do, and then I say the same thing about him, but here we are. Anyway, so I think that would be one of my biggest tips is make sure you kind of do a trial run in a safer environment so you're not stuck wearing something that you're feeling like me in the yellow stirrups in fifth grade and you're stuck with it all day until you get home. So try it on, do a trial run, and you know, kind of, you know, make sure it's going to be something that you're going to want to wear for the full day before you just throw it on. And then see how you feel too, you know, just see how you feel throughout the day with it on, and then you can make your decision if it's a go to have it during the week. Okay, let's wrap this up. So how to wear color. First thing is start with one thing, start small. Second thing we talked about is start with one color, right? So that you kind of ease your way into it. And then the last thing, which I feel is the most important piece of advice, is just to really think about when you're going to wear your new item with a different color so that you're not stuck with something that you're uncomfortable with all day. Okay, so you could also check this out on my blog post, How to Wear Color on mixitupwithcurves.com. And in that blog post, I'm wearing an orange dress from Who What Wear. It's kind of this bright, punchy orange. It's really fun. I'm wearing it with a denim jacket from Loft and then some little kind of sling back, you know, mule heels from Target that are blue and white striped. And I have a little hat, and I talked about before that my head's kind of big, and so I've been excited to be able to fit into some hats. And then the other outfit is a yellow top with a little bit of ruffled neckline and ruffled sleeves, and I'm wearing it with the white linen skirt. Both are from Who What Wear. This white skirt is from a couple seasons ago. I have a J. Crew belt, and I'm wearing little heels as well. And I have this little like lemon purse from Who What Wear. So both are really fun little outfits. I've worn the top to work, just, you know, changed it up with a little cardigan and some denim jegging. So anyway, go ahead and check that out, and it's going to be linked in the show notes for you. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixitupwithcurves.com, and you will be able to see the blog post that this episode is based on, How to Wear More Color. And you'll see that Who What Wear dress that's in that punchy orange and that yellow top. If you like what you're hearing, you know what? Go ahead and share the podcast. I appreciate a subscribe and a review too, but if you could share it, that'd be great. And you can screenshot the podcast on Instagram. My Instagram handle is mixitupwithcurves.com, and you can tag me so I can see who's listening to the podcast. Also, if you want to help me with the creation of content, go ahead and check out my Patreon so you can help me with the development of content that's meaningful for you. Also, about Instagram, you can now shop my outfits from Instagram on mixitupwithcurves.com. So the link is always on bio where you can just see the outfits there and click on it and just go ahead and shop them. And speaking of shopping, go ahead and sign up for my Favorite Finds newsletter if you haven't already. That's where I kind of go shopping for you and just have all the links to items that I've already kind of, you know, checked out the size, and I put some style tips in the newsletter too. So it goes right to your email inbox. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.